And ladies and gentlemen from Bally Sports Detroit, the one and only Todd Jones.
Yeah.
Are you got
hey,
your
gang. Good morning. Good morning.
You got your commentator voice on already? Are you ready for this afternoon?
Well, it's a tad early in Alabama where I am living, but I mean it's opening day, so if you can't get fired up about today, then I don't guess you're a Tigers fan.
So 3 o'clock today in Tampa, but and obviously the home opener next week here, Todd, but Is it fair to say this is year one of the second rebuild with Scott Harris and everything? Is that a fair way to look at this season?
I think that might be because, you know, this Scott Harris has come in and totally given a different perspective and a different point of emphasis on this year's ball club. He has said from day one that this is about controlling the strike zone, right? So as a pitcher, you want to obviously try to get ahead, throw strikes. And as a hitter, you want to look for pitches that you can hit so you can command the strike zone. So it all sounds good, and everybody's excited about the new season because that means we're out of the cold weather, right?
Yeah, right.
But we've just got to wait and see how these guys – there's a couple key guys coming back from injury, Eduardo Rodriguez and Spencer Turnbull for sure. We got to make sure Torkelson's going to be good to go. Riley Green looks like he's a superstar. Javier Baez is an exciting player, but it just comes down to putting the pieces together. And that's kind of where the interesting part is, because Scott has a different perspective and he's going to be able to mix and match on a game to game basis a lot more, than kind of regimes in the past. And even I was used to when I was playing.
So, Todd, one of the things, and Ryan and I have talked about this a lot, like the Javi Baez that we saw during the World Baseball Classic was having fun. He was jumping all over the place. He was hitting it. He was just, you know, putting the screws to everything.
Right.
Does that carry over for a player, do you think, when they come to the regular season? They rediscover themselves?
Well, I mean, you hope so, because I've not had the chance to spend much time with Javi, so I don't really know him as a person. But as a Tigers fan, you're hoping that you've invested this much money in this type of player that he can be certainly dynamic and take over games and for streaks during the season, he's good enough to carry the team. But that's not really what I don't think that the Tigers are asking him to do. They just want him to say, hey man, just show up, hit in the middle of the order, have some fun, make some plays, and let's get some guys around him that can help him and try to push this thing forward incrementally. And that's the least Tiger fans can expect. And that's the way it's always been done in Detroit. You go as hard as you can for as long as you can, and then somebody else comes in and takes over.
Hey, Todd, really quick, I want to kind of shift gears to talk about some memories, because we've seen it all, the Max home run and everything. But 06, just being on that field, because that's one of those moments where I think as a Tigers fan, you go, I know exactly where I was, what I was doing when he hit that home run. And for me, I was a freshman in high school when that happened and playing baseball. What was it like being on that field and just the emotions of that season, especially coming out of nowhere at the start of the year?
It was such an exciting season because, to your very point, I had never been on a team that anybody had really cared about. And then having to have the season that we had, although it didn't end the way we wanted to with a world championship, getting the chance to even be in the ring, to get in the playoffs, to get to the World Series, to have those opportunities, to be part of an iconic moment like Maglio's walk-off home run. Those are the type of things that players dream of, and to just have fans to even remember a team of something that you were a small part of is just a magical feeling. So those years are certainly special and important to me, and this town is a great sports town. They love the Tigers. They may not they keep up with the Tigers, even though they don't show up at the ballpark when they're not doing well. But everybody keeps their pulse, keeps their finger on the pulse of what's going on with the Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons, and Lions. And that's the way it's always been. So fans are like, hey, if you want us to pay attention, win some games. And that's where the onus on the player comes. So hopefully this year is exciting. It's brand new. It's opening day, and everybody's excited. So we'll see what happens.
Todd Jones with us. Season opener for the Tigers today in Tampa, Bally Sports Detroit. A little after 3 o'clock against Tampa Bay. The Rays, Devil Rays, whatever the hell they changed the name to this year. So, as a pitcher, obviously, we're looking at these arms. And you mentioned Erod, who's going to be on the mound today. Spencer Turnbull and Boyd, it's really important for them to have a good year. How much of this is mental as a pitcher? Is it more mental than physical? Is that fair?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I mean, certainly at the highest level, there is a good bit more that's involved mentally than it is physically, because everybody's a really good player. And you know, the one thing that we try to remember as pitchers is, you know, sometimes these hitters, they drive Mercedes as well, right? So they're good players. So with all the information and all the analytics and all the knowledge, all the minutiae that's out there, you just got to kind of wipe all that out, get out there on the mound and execute pitches. And that's as hard and as easy as it is. If you're able, if you're a, you know, super gifted player, you can make more, there's more room for errors. You can make more mistakes. And if you're not, you've got to be precise all the time or you just get hammered. And that's the way it goes. And the same thing with a hitter. If you're gifted, if you've got gifted hands like Miguel Cabrera's had his entire career, you know, you can get away with some things that other guys can't get away with. And that's the sheer art of it, is to see how really good these guys really are.
How good is Austin Meadows? Because the Austin Meadows I remember before he came to the Tigers could flat out rake. And then I don't know what happened to the injuries and stuff, but
yeah, he's a middle of the lineup
guy.
Still
there, right? Isn't it time?
Playoff team.
Oh yeah. No, same. Listen, this guy, I had the opportunity, after I retired, I got involved with some USA Baseball stuff, and I got to meet this young man when he was 16 or 17 years old. And he's from Georgia. He's a good old country boy. He might be one of the offensive keys this year that can alleviate some of the pressure off Javi, off of Riley, off of Spencer, and help this lineup flow. Help this line. Give the pitcher that the Tigers are facing one more hurdle that they've got to deal with, because like, the more mental strain that you can put on a pitcher with a good lineup top to bottom, the better you're going to have a chance to just lay in the weeds over the course of the season, get your pitches to hit, and he can certainly do that. So I'm pulling for him personally. Because I know him a little bit as a young guy, and like you said, I mean, he was a great player in Tampa.
Yeah,
had some injuries last year, so maybe we get a chance to see who this guy is this year.
So Miggy's last season, you're at your best, and he's at his best. Who wins?
He does.
Just you didn't even pause.
I mean, I don't want to have to make a living. I mean, I might get him every once in a while, but I don't want to have to make a living off of
him. Was there, Todd, a moment like when you're watching him and he, some of the hits he had, did you guys just start laughing in the bullpen? I mean, some of the way he treated pitchers is just brutal sometimes.
Well, here's the deal. I was with him two different stints in his career, both of them kind of early, and really early in Florida in 2005. And then we were together my last year in Detroit in 2008. And I didn't think he could get any better. And he continued to just get better and better and better. Then he started doing things that nobody's ever done before, and had one person in the major leagues not hit 2 home runs more than he did, he'd be back-to-back Triple Crown winners.
Right. That's insane.
He's been a special player ever since he was born. But what was really frustrating / awesome thing about him is when he was real young, he would, and there was a day game in Florida, he would come in and he'd have this massive breakfast, these big waffles and eggs and all this stuff. not take a whole lot of batting practice and just go out there in 100-degree weather and go 3 for 4.
And easy too.
The guys were just so baffled. They would just want to just look in the mirror and punch themselves in the face because they just couldn't do what he could do. And over the course of the body of work, he's just been a special person to just have a chance to say I played with him. And what you're seeing now is that a guy is having a chance to finish his career the way that he wants to. I think everybody should really just appreciate it and kind of respect it and just understand that everybody ages, everybody's bat slows down, but you'll see sparks of pure greatness that are still there.
Amen. We're looking forward to this now. You got us. I got to be honest, Todd. Before we talked, we were not concerned about the Tigers, obviously, but we wanted to know what we got this year and what to look for. And you did a really good job of painting a picture for a lot of Tiger fans this year on what to watch with this team.
Well, I think we're all kind of have our collective breaths together, right? Because there's a lot of things that have to kind of go well. And there's a lot of questions that we're going to have a chance to answer, and there's a new approach because there's some adjustments that can be made within the organization. But Tiger fans have to realize there is no transfer portal in Major League Baseball. you have to acquire talent through trades, and you have to develop these guys. These young players are, it just takes time to get dominated and to try to figure it out. But then once they figure it out, to really turn themselves into the careers that they're supposed to have. And the Tigers in the organization have the tools around it to help them get there quicker. And it's just going to have to take some time. So we just got to be patient. We got to be Tiger fans. We're going to enjoy the good weather on opening day in Detroit on April 6th.
Amen.
It's going to be in the mid-50s, and it's going to be a party. So everybody's excited, and I just look forward to being part of it.
Todd Jones, Bally Sports Detroit. Of course, season starts today a little after 3 o'clock in Tampa Bay, and then next week, obviously, here, the home opener. We do need to have one question, Todd. We would be remiss if we didn't bring it up. Did you really light a fire in the bullpen on Bug Night at Comerica Park?
Well, I mean, sometimes, we've had times in the bullpen where there's been this infestation of like bees come in, like sit on somebody's, chair.
Yes.
And in two or three innings, there's 500 bees sitting up under somebody's chair. When you're out there every day in a natural grass situation and things happen, it's, you know, bugs and everything else. And, of course, I'm eating the hot dog in the bullpen and things like that. That doesn't help. But you know, there were some instances that some are on the record, some are off the record, where there was some bugs and there was some bees and there was things you just got to deal with, man. But it's all part of it, and it's all good.
Did you, when you got out of baseball, become a lawyer? Because that was the most non-answer I've ever got, Todd.
No, but I did. I did spend some time in a Holiday Inn. I have learned to transition and choose my words wisely.
Smart man. Okay, man. Well, they get the fire. They call you fireman. Maybe it's a different thing. I don't know. Todd, it's an honor to have you on this morning. You are always welcome on CSX and Big Jim's house. And we cannot wait for the home opener next week. Congratulations working with Bally Sports Detroit.
Thanks, gang. I hope you all have a great day.
You too, man.
Take care.
We'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Bye. Great guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.